This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Leaders cutting across party lines have extended support to the actions taken by the Cabinet Committee on Security, CCS, against Pakistan following the Pehelgam terror attack. They also assured the government of full support in the fight against terrorism and possible action taken by it during the all-party meeting convened by the government at Parliament House complex in New Delhi. Talking to media, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said all parties expressed their concern at the terror attack and extended their support. He said the Defence Minister informed about the incident that happened in Pehelgam and the actions taken by the Indian government in the CCS meeting. Talking to media after attending the meeting, Leader of Opposition in Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, said everyone condemned the Pehelgam terror attack and the opposition has given full support to the government to take any action. Leaders of 15 different political parties attended the meeting, which lasted around 2 hours. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today asserted that the spirit of the nation will never be broken by terrorism. He vowed that India will identify, trace and punish every terrorist and their supporters, declaring that the country will pursue them to the ends of the earth. Speaking at a public gathering in Madhubani district on the occasion of National Panchayati Raj Day, the Prime Minister emphasized that terrorism will not go unpunished. He added that every effort will be made to ensure justice is delivered, reaffirming that the entire nation stands united in this resolve.
ये हमला सिर्फ निहत्थे पर्यटकों पर नहीं हुआ है, देश के दुश्मनों ने भारत की आत्मा पर हमला करने का दुस्साहस किया। मैं बहुत स्पष्ट शब्दों में कहना चाहता हूँ, जिन्होंने ये हमला किया है, उन आतंकियों को और इस हमले की साजिश रचने वालों को उनकी कल्पना से भी बड़ी सजा मिलेगी। सजा मिल करके रहेगी। अब आतंकियों की बची खुची जमीन को भी मिट्टी में मिलाने का समय आ गया है। 140 करोड़ भारतीयों की इच्छा शक्ति अब आतंकियों की कमर तोड़ कर रहेगी।
India is taking strong measures against Pakistan following the terror attack at Pehelgam. The message is loud and clear that New Delhi will not tolerate terrorism and acts of terror will not go unpunished. Today, Home Minister Amit Shah and External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar briefed President Draupadi Murmu on the terror attack. India has also launched a wide-reaching diplomatic campaign to inform other countries about the terror attack. The External Affairs Ministry today briefed ambassadors of select countries over the issue at South Block in Delhi. Foreign envoys of nations including Germany, Japan, Poland, UK and Russia were among those who were briefed. The government has also suspended visa services to Pakistan nationals with immediate effect in the wake of the Pehelgam terror attack. Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi will visit Jammu and Kashmir tomorrow in the wake of the Pehelgam terror attack. Sources say that the Army Chief will review the security situation in the region. It added that top commanders of the local military formations will brief the Army Chief on the counter-terrorist measures taken by the force in the valley and along the line of control. In view of the terrorist attack on innocent tourists in Kashmir's Pehelgam, a decision has been taken to scale down the ceremonial display during the retreat ceremony at Atari in Amritsar, Husainiwala in Firozpur and Satki in Fazilka in Punjab. Following the recent terrorist attack, the Maharashtra government has successfully brought back around 500 tourists stranded in Jammu and Kashmir. Acting swiftly on the directives from Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis, the state arranged two special flights operated by Indigo and Air India, which have so far evacuated 184 passengers to Mumbai. An additional special flight is scheduled for tomorrow to bring back another 232 tourists. And in IPL T20 cricket, chasing a target of 206 runs set by host Royal Challengers Bengaluru, Rajasthan Royals were 179 for 5 in 17.3 overs at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.